dispara.
Ukrainian forces are fighting to keep Bakhmut under their control. Fierce battles are raging in the urban center of this eastern industrial city, once known for its salt and gypsum mines and the site of a famed winery with sparkling wines. Many of its 71,000 residents have fled, but those who stayed behind now risk their lives if they leave. Authorities say a woman was killed and two men seriously injured by Russian shelling while trying to cross a makeshift bridge out of Bakhmut on Saturday. The chief of Russia's paramilitary group, Wagner, says his fighters have practically encircled Bakhmut, which Moscow has been trying to seize for months. Yevgeny Prigozhin called on the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to abandon the city. I am addressing the president of Ukraine, Wagner chief Prigozhin says. Prigozhin tells him in his video message that his forces have surrounded the city and there is only one road out of the town. He adds, if earlier we were fighting against a professional Ukrainian army, today we now increasingly see old people and children. They fight, but their lives are short in Bakhmut, one day or two. He asks the president to give them a chance to leave the city. The camera then turns to what appear to be frightened, captured Ukrainian soldiers and others, who appeal to the Ukrainian president to let them go. The strategic importance of this city, more than 640 kilometers or 400 miles southeast of the capital Kiev, has been disputed. But for Prigozhin, the battle represents a chance to showcase his Wagner group's abilities, even at an enormous human cost. Russia also wants to regain at least some territory after significant losses in recent months. To Ukraine, the city has become a symbol of resistance. But the trenches in this area are now filled with shivering or killed soldiers on both sides in an armed conflict, resembling the horrors of World War I. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.